This recording, Croatia 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job as a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rage form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to sprout around the office like lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out the lots of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire's lawyer, thought it was a fair price. When I came here, September 15th, 1980, the moment I came in San Pedro, I felt at home because my hometown split. It's a very similar weather, except we do have cooler winter. We do have seasons, but it was such beautiful climb, no fog at the time, and I felt very much at home. The difference was the language. And my goal and dream was to be here, go to school, learn English, and go back home to be what I really wanted to be, not to finish the law university. My parents think, no. I wanted to be a tourist guide. My goal and dream was to be a tourist guide for Europe, that I'm going to have 30 people in a group, and I will take them to Italy, Paris, I don't know, European countries. Mm-hmm. My country, and tell them about history, you know, because history was also one of my passions. And but that never happened because I started having friends here. I was having a good time. Disco was hot. I became party girl and kept sightseeing, and I guess I'm still sightseeing, you know.